Hello.
Hey, Connor.
Look at what I have in my beautiful, finely manicured hands right now. I'll show you that. Bring it closer to the camera.
Is that a glass of dead rod?
It's a glass of bloody whiskey, mate. All right, I'm going to drink this entire glass of whiskey probably over the next 30 to 40 minutes. All right?
Peter, are you feeling the song? Come on. I'm feeling the song. Come on.
Are you? Let me see. Okay, what kind of feeling should we go for today?
We're talking about love, we're talking about a journey, we're talking about hope.
Love. It's such a lovely thing to do to your pal.
Is this our song, Peter?
Beg your pardon?
I think this is our song.
This is our love song.
I got Peter.
And I got Concha.
Together we're liquid core.
We're best friends. Every day we hold hands while we walk through the park.
We have little pecks, kisses.
My favorite animal's a shark.
And mine's a dolphin.
Best friends.
Best friends.
Best friends for life.
Over man and wife.
We never suffer trouble or strife.
I don't want to hit him or kill him with a knife.
Other things that rhyme with ife. I know he's upset because I said some rude things, and that is all that we can ever talk about.
See, that was the sort of thing I was feeling.
You know, what can I say?
I'm glad we had that moment. That was just pure. I was about to say that exact same thing. It was pure.
It was pure Shores.
Yeah, it was pure Shores. Do you know that song? Have we got another song in us today?
Cross the days. Hold on a second. Where's my chords? Cross Daisy for miles, swam water for time, searching for a place that Peter can call home. Little place that I'll call home. Getting closer to you. Peter lives in a hovel, and he stays in his box in East Belfast, you know. It's a place that he calls home.
Do you know I have a really interesting story about All Saints? One of the ladies in All Saints was called Melanie, or is called Melanie. And Melanie is my mum. Do you know what made me think, actually, why I lied? I don't have a story about All Saints, but I always thought All Saints were very
sexy.
That's why you were
thinking about your mum.
Yeah.
Well, is that the entire story? You find these girls fetching then?
As a 6-year-old, I found one of them fetching.
Yeah, I find people tell me that I'm fetching quite often.
Fetching
the newspaper.
For me, because you're my fucking paper boy.
Little lap dog. Right. Okay, Connor. Listen, we got a guy coming on.
Yeah.
We got a band. It's a one-piece band.
Yeah, single piece.
Single piece. Really, always.
Yeah, he's been doing some cool stuff. Have you listened to the music?
Yes, I always listen to the music.
What's your favorite song?
Probably the second one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You?
I would say probably one of the tracks he did of his last EP with Hani El-Khatib, I think he's pronounced it.
Actually, I'm going to change my answer to one of the ones he did of his El-Khatib one.
Yeah, that's good. It's good shit.
Liquid Core. Talk about.
Liquid chords.
Okay. So, man, we're delighted to have you on. You're our... We can't say international because we don't think England's international, but we've had two English guests. So because we're a small podcast, we're gonna make it bigger than it actually is. So we have you're our second international guest of the season. We heard you actually one of the guys from Dead Rabbit passed on your music, and like I found it so. I was telling you over the phone, like I found it really hard to place, super interesting, which I always think is a good thing when it's hard to place. For people who haven't heard your music before, can you place it? Like, can you give the audience an idea of like the sort of genres that you could maybe place it in, or even the sort of music that's influenced your sound?
Definitely, in like maybe 8 months' time to come, I feel like enough work will be out there to sort of give like a start to draw a picture. Uh-huh. I think it's very early days right now, but. I mean, the whole team's busy, and in another 8 months, I think it'll be more clear what's actually going on, mm-hmm. and it would be a new beginning.
Yeah. Do you feel like the music now is? So you still feel like do you think it's still developing? Are you really happy with the music you have now? It's just that you need more music out there to make it feel a bit clearer for you. How do you feel about the music you have out?
I think it's not complete. I think I just think it's not complete, and the results don't lie. So I think just the more work that goes out, it just helps everyone understand what's going on, even myself, because I'm just a vessel. So I think just the results don't lie. So I just want more data, really. Mm-hmm. And I feel like 8 months should show just sort of the region I'm trying to cover.
Okay, so that's cool. Like, do you have any? That's really honest, and it's like interesting to hear you say that, because I think a lot of artists feel that they need to big up everything that you know they have out there, and it's hard to have that openness and be that vulnerable with it. But do you feel like where you're talking about your music now, do you feel that maybe if you could go back, you would wait until the music that you have coming out now? Is that to say, like, is it that you're not happy with the music that you've had out, or is it that you like, you know, did it take you to release that music to get where you're going to?
It's all a journey, and I've enjoyed everything. Yeah. And I'm enjoying what's to come. Perfect. I think time means everything, and I feel I always meet it in the nick. That's the whole thrill of it. Sometimes I do want stuff released the next day, but it doesn't work like that. Sometimes you have to wait. Mm-hmm. Example, I've said things that happen, but I said it like before it happened, but it got released after. So does it, but do you know, it's not about that. It's not about who's the smartest, I would say. It's just about, I don't know, just the moment, and I'm trying to enjoy them, because we can't, learned the other day, if you're being a perfectionist, that's just the route to depression. So I'm not trying to perfect anything. I'm really starting to like the roughness of everything. And yeah.
That's cool. And what I was really interested to learn about you and like your musical background was influenced your dad. And like you were on the website, but like your dad like booking you into the rehearsal rooms. And so you could kind of like beat the shit out of the drums. And can you talk about briefly about those early days and the influence of your dad on your music?
I had a lot of activities as a kid, so we went to a lot of places. Some of them occurred more than others. Studio was one of them. We would just book out 4 hours, and he would be on his set, whacking it, doing what he's grooving. I mean, he was kicking. And then I was doing whatever I was doing. I was too young to remember, but I just know a lot. We used to do that regularly. They knew who we were when we went there. And yeah, it was just great, really, just to hear different rhythms, being pushed, stretched. And, one of my mentors always say music's about tension and release. So, you know, that's sort of, yeah, loved it. Literally, I would say is where I got a lot of the rhythmic, sort of a lot of my rhythmic influence, just breaking things down, subdivisions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually interesting. Like, I don't like making these generalizations, but it does feel that a lot of artists in the world that you would, you know, like we've interviewed, like, cause your music's kind of like jazz, hip hop. There's elements of a lot of things, but the hip hop artists and that we've met don't necessarily play on a lot of their stuff. You know, yeah. Like you have I've seen videos and you playing, there's a jazz piece. I can't remember what it was, but like you've obviously technical ability, which is very obvious. Are you, see when you're performing live and even in the studio, are you putting down a lot of those rhythms yourself?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is produced by me. A lot of stuff coming out is going to be produced by me. And it's just funny because I want to take the credit sometimes, but I can't because there's so much people involved. And also, I can't. Some of those takes, literally, man, it's just about playing what you hear. Some of them takes, I don't know if I could do it again. All I know is I wanted to hear a sound through an instrument, and I made it happen. And, you know...
That's how free it is. Like, so a lot of your stuff is just...
as free as you want, really.
Well, okay.
If I have to get a certain instrument... And the instrument's available, I'll give it a shot. And yeah, a lot of it, I don't want to take the credit, but I find joy in it. And a lot of people, I send my music out to a lot of people, they're saying, I don't know what to do with it. It's a little bit, I don't know. And then they send it back to me. So that's how it all started, really, because I was like, I might as well just jump on my own shit if it's that. Am I allowed to swear, Peter? Is that all
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Swear away.
I might as well just jump on my own stuff, and then if it's too, I don't know, I don't want to put a word in it, but a lot of people used to send my stuff back to me, you know, so I figured someone's got to do this.
Yeah, do you know the thing is, I didn't want that for me to say at the start, I didn't want to say, like, I couldn't place it. I like that when I can't play it music, because I can't, you know, like, I don't. If I could compare you to five other artists, then I'd go to listen to five other artists. Do you know? Like, I think there's something to be said for that. Like, that's how the greats kind of come out, really, isn't it? Because like they're defined something that isn't being done. Not saying that not necessarily hasn't been done before, but isn't being done commonly. And we like with your music, I kind of found, especially with like the good health, good wealth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I found like some of it was quite unnerving, and like it's and like in a good way. Do you know? It's like I was interested just in that. What was the process? Because you seemed to me like an artist. You kind of got like a strong vision for your thing. What was it like sharing a track with another artist?
I mean, I heard. I'm not going to go into logistics. I heard the stems, and. So let me not discriminate. Let me hear what this is about. As soon as I heard the sample and I loved it, I said, yep, I know what to do with this. Leave it with me. And everyone left me alone. I flipped the whole beat. And, you know, the rest was history. The boys jumped on it. And I think they really listened. They really took a listening ear to where I was coming from, because the way they jumped on it, it's like you have to be listening to me to be bouncing back like that. You would have had to been taking me in, and I think they really, you know, stooped, not to say I'm below them, but to hear where I was coming from. And it was great hearing where they was coming from. It was and you start figuring out that you got a lot in common. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Really, I wanted to ask you, when you are doing a live performance, what sort of setup do you do currently, and what are your plans for future? Like, do you use recordings, or do you have live band? What's your plan?
It's all of that. Recordings, live band, there's a five-piece set, there's a DJ set, and we've got all sorts of instruments, horns, it's great. It's like we're just trying to, let me not say I'm the whole team, because everyone's involved, and everyone I'm not necessarily involved with is involved, because I hear advice. The plan is just to be able to shapeshift. If I need to bring out 10, I can. If I need to bring out 5, I can. I had to turn down a trio the other day because I didn't prep for a trio, so that's something that I would like to learn how to do, because the smallest I could do currently is a DJ set. I haven't attempted to do a trio, but you know, that's another challenge, because if it's a trio, it's going to sound different. So, and the set changes depending. So it's all great. It's all part of it. It's all what I'm used to.
Yeah. And yeah. It's, I want to just, I also want to touch on the Hani El-Khatib.
Yes.
Thing. Like, I mean, how did, like, that's obviously your latest, it's your latest release, and it sounds great. How did that come about?
He reached out to me. Whole squad did, whole tap. IL, they reached out. When I dropped Figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's just crazy. Whoever reaches out to me, you guys reached out, and it's like, I sort of know the people you are now, because if anyone reaches out to my music, I just think, wow, because a lot of it isn't an easy listen. It's got to catch you at the right time. So anyone showing love, I'm just like, it's easy to believe them in a sense if they say they enjoyed it, because I'm not making this for the mass. I'm really not. I'm making this for a significant minority. And if one person tells me they like it, I have to believe them, because who's going out their way to check rarely? And if he does become a sort of bill, like a house, what is it? Household name.
Household name, yeah.
It doesn't matter, because he doesn't do this for the money anyway. It's a genuine love for it. We started in pubs playing for, you know what I mean, coins.
Yep. And the thing with Hani,
Hani. Sorry, I think I digressed.
No.
Connor, he loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, and were you aware of his work before he reached out?
Do you know what? I was listening to some of his stuff, and I just said, this guy, I'm not going to take him in just like that. That's the way I take in people. I can't take it all in. I was listening to little bits and bobs. Even now, I'm still listening to bits and bobs. But I've picked out one or couple tunes that I liked, and it was just like different times of his life. I met him at a weird time anyway. A lot was going on his side. So it was just like the whole link up was just incredible, really. And I believe them, because whoever's into Rarely, that's just incredible, isn't it? That's like, wow, I'll take that.
I get what you mean. It's like, yeah, in terms of, yeah, it's not, because it's not like the, it is, as you said yourself, it's not like the most obvious accessible thing in the world.
Exactly.
When people get it, they get it, like it's not like you don't half get it, yeah.
Literally, and you know, I'm honored just to be a part, really. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the mix.
I don't want to labor too much on the experience with Hani, but like just in general, your process of writing, because you kind of have that technical ability in terms of your performance, are you writing the music and then, you know, putting words on it, or, you know, would you be writing all the time in terms of lyrics and then you write music around it, or is it just kind of whatever happens?
Is this with Hani or
I guess like with Hani, but also like with Hani and then just in the norm when you're just doing your own sort of stuff?
In the norm, it varies, honestly. It varies as the spirit directs. It varies. With Hani, it was like, we record. I got some beats, and selected ones I liked. Went on some. We left it. Forgot about it. Literally, I'm scratching my neck just to show you. Like, just it was a thing that was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came back to it months later, and we started beefing it up. And by the end, it sounded completely different from how it sounded at the start. It sounded, there was so much stuff going on, and then when I got everything back, because Hani's got his way of working, it's great. You just have to let geniuses go off and do their thing. Came back, and it was like he took everything off, and it's like what the whole EP ended up being, materializing to, it was literally at a bare minimums. It was so busier before. And I think he was just taking things out, and he started to focus more on the subs, literally, with a little bit of blessing from the person who makes it, the thing who makes it all possible, and that was it. Literally, I was, yeah.
And was that a scary thing for you when you were hearing it back, or did you just let him do that? You know, when that stuff that you had put down and he was taking it off, or you kind of did you feel like you wanted this, you know, say put that back on, or were you like happy just to feel it out?
I don't take credit because I give it to the Most High again. But you have to know when to talk. Sometimes you got to let things happen, but you have to know when to talk. And so do you know what I mean? I'm grateful I could have done that because I didn't speak much. But what I said was I sort of I don't want to say change the direction of where things were going, but I spoke when it was required, I think. Yeah.
And how did that, so in terms of you writing a song yourself, producing it yourself, what's the most important thing to you? Or like what's the thing that inspires you the most when you're writing a piece of music? Do you need to hear a melody, or is it a word, or again, could it be anything?
It could just be normal conversation, to be honest. And just sounds in general, really. It doesn't anything. It could be like, I don't know, a fly in the room. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's how the track starts.
And there's a fan. What time signature is that in?
You know what I mean? And then, yeah, literally get the bass sounding like rubber bands and just switch everything up. So yeah. It's just all about sounds for me, really. Do you know, as like when we was, I don't know, when we was, there was a certain time when we was in, when we was fetuses and we was in the room, we couldn't really see anything. So again, just sounds. I don't know what the disorder is called, but I think memory loss. I forgot, there's a word for it when you get old, and then is it Parkinson's?
Dementia? Alzheimer's?
So I just always think sounds are so incredible because, like, literally sounds can actually help that. Like, if that poor gentleman hears a certain vibration, all of a sudden he remembers his high school prom. So I just think, I'm always just trying to think, what about if I couldn't see? Like let's take sight out of it, take that sense out of it, and just sounds. And that's what it ever was. If I'm in the studio, people's like, oh, rehearsal room, what are you coming to do today, Rico? I'm going to say the same thing. I'm just making sounds, because that's literally what I'm doing. It's just sounds.
That's so when you say it like that, it sounds much more profound than, but it's so simple, but
sounds, yeah. You know, yeah. No one dies. If the set goes bad, it's just music. No one's going to, you know, give it a shot the next time.
What are some of your favorite sounds, really? Like your, I don't just mean sounds like flies or rubber bands. Yeah. I mean like musicians that have made you go, oh, fuck yeah, I wanna do something like that.
I'm really keen of, I don't know, like the Brother Johnsons. And when you say this, I feel like I need to take out my Spotify. The Brother Johnsons. Yeah?
Go for it, yeah.
Bob James. Shirley Horn. I love violins. Probably that's, there's a load of them. So it's like.
So it's like, yeah, because I'm just.
I love ballads, Connor, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
that slow music.
Uh-huh.
I really like listening to the musicians, like listen to the singers, what they're saying. So I think it's just that era where it was like ballads, like so I could listen to like Anita Baker all day and Tony Bennett. Mm-hmm. It's just I really love just that whole sort of ballads, time moving. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just,
yeah.
It's interesting, man. Like, you know. If you're talking about the ballads and Tony Bennett,
the dramatics.
Yeah, do you know, it's so, not that I can't hear that in your music at all. It's just your influences are so, like, I mean, these are the most unique influences.
Delphonics. Yeah. I'm telling you. Honestly.
Do you see with Which, just out of curiosity, like as a nerdy musician question, what was your training in terms of it being, like, you know, as a young musician, were you going to lessons? Were you doing exams? Or was it, you know, just playing, just picking up the instrument? Like, were you going through different, you know, did you go to music school or anything?
Yeah, I did. So I think it was just always circulating through, whether it was primary, secondary. I went to a performing arts college, and then I did do a BA in jazz. So it was just, it's just always been circulating. Mm-hmm. It's every time people see me, oh, like, you still doing music? That's the first question.
You know, you get that too.
You know, and that's how it goes. So it's just always been there. I would say, if I could go back, I would have definitely listened more. And I took advantage of, I think I could have listened more in, what was it, uni days. But at the same time, mate, we was going through a lot at that time. And sometimes it really, I think, in terms of playing, I think sometimes it's really remembering why you do it. And, I said, them uni days, mate, I've done a lot of great things on stage with a lot of musicians. And I feel like it's so easily attainable to do that again, because the trick is just to enjoy yourself and remember why you're doing this and not get caught up too much in, I don't know, I don't want to say the theory side of it, because that is important, but just not get this perfectionist spirit. It kills a lot of, it takes a lot of precious moments when you're just trying to perfectalize everything. You end up not doing what you should. I don't know, it doesn't end up going right. So I think, yeah, just... I don't know, I think musicians, a lot of artists were sad to be messy, but messy is good.
Absolutely. Like that, I think that that chasing that perfect, you know, that one song, or as you say, like, just to be perfect and to be flawless.
Connor, though,
it kills it.
You can be sometimes, honestly, a bit too messy, Connor. You could be a bit more perfect, I think.
You're giving Rurley a bad picture of me here.
He's got good advice, but maybe you're messy enough.
I've
Connor.
Got to go the other side of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. But yeah, no,
it's not funny.
Totally. It's like the more I worry about it, and the more I try to achieve, you know, these things that are going to get me to the next level, or, you know, propel me, it's like, it just makes it miserable. It makes it miserable. And I'm never creative when I'm chasing those things. So yeah, it's like, but it's so hard, because like, it's so hard to retain that spirit of allowing those accidents. And, you know,
that's why I'm listening to, like, Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, because I feel like a lot of those takes as well, yeah, there might have been like moments of she was a little bit off, but it was more about the feeling, like, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that cuts through everything. I don't listen to Michael Kiwanuka because he's the perfect singer. Do you know what I'm saying? It's more than that. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, totally. It's those like cracks in the voice, or those like moments where of imperfection sometimes are like the most relatable to, like, you know.
Honestly,
yeah,
I think that's what I think it's needed.
Yeah,
yeah.
God, that's you got me thinking though. You got me thinking.
I think you boys are next anyway for reaching out to me. I think you guys are. Because I'm just honoured, literally, you was interested to hit me up.
It really, no, did literally. I see you drinking a bit of whiskey there?
It's what you gave me.
Nice. Cheers, man. I'm doing the same.
Come on.
I need a refill, though. Mine's empty.
This is the second and last cup, I'm telling you.
Are you a whiskey man, or?
I'm not, but when you boys sent it over, I mean, we tried it out and we're grateful.
Yeah.
We're grateful. We probably will be back again.
yeah, definitely. We'll have you back. We'd love to. What about future plans in terms of, no, it's kind of hard to, you know, it's hard to see what's going to happen, but do you have plans to gig? Do you have plans to gig outside of England, Ireland, anything
Most definitely, most definitely. Anywhere that's and anything that's required, really, and everything's picking up again. My face is going to be about because I'm doing something intriguing. So I just want everyone to. I'm just trying to enjoy the moment. I want everyone to enjoy the ride. And you're going to see my name against other names that you know that could complement each other. Maybe couldn't, but. The point is, he's going to be out and he's going to be present and he's coming with, I'm talking to another person, I'm coming with faces, there's musicians, and we're all, it's great to see it, generally just happy to play music.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to when you come out and see me perform, you see people that I just love the craft, all the way to the Sandmen.
Yep. We're looking forward. Hopefully, we'll see you this over this side, and we'll keep an eye out for future releases. Looking forward to hearing this where most this new death. Music takes us. And
I'm going funk. I'm doing funk right now, guys.
So, you're doing funk? Yeah. Okay.
I'm doing funk right now, Earth, Wind, and Fire stuff. So that's where I'm currently. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, man. Thanks so much for doing this.
Blessings every time, PR Connor.
Thanks, really.
Take care, man.
Cheers.
Cool.
Well, there you go.
Fuck. He was a cool guy.
Very cool man.
He might have been the coolest man I've ever met.
Yeah, I feel like he's just sort of like inspired me a little bit.
Yeah. You were actually, like, even you were cool. There.
Even I came across as a cool man.
Even in his presence, you seem cool.
It's like one time I played with a drummer who was so good that he actually made me better. This was talking to a guy who's so cool that he made me cooler. Yeah,
lovely guy, and his music is just so. I don't special. Even. I say, yeah, it's just really different.
Oh, we didn't play a song with him probably because I didn't know any of the artists he was talking about.
That was another thing. Like the artist he was throwing out, I was like, I need to listen to more music because I don't know. I recognize like when he was talking about Ella Fitzgerald and I can't remember the other ones he mentioned, but there was a couple I recognized. But yeah,
Billy Holiday.
Billy Holiday, yeah, that was one. Thanks to Rarity always for coming on. Cool guy.
Thanks, really.
Thanks, Riley.